Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A long-running civil rights movement has won a huge but quiet victory in Boston. It'll mean millions of dollars in spending and construction projects across the city.
Here we are on a, I would say, kind of a typical small intersection in Jamaica Plain.
Michael Muey guides his wheelchair down Jamaica Way. He's in the roadway because there are obstacles to getting on the sidewalk.
And many of the curb ramps along here, many of the intersections have curb ramps that are deficient or non-existent.
If a curb ramp doesn't slope gradually with a specific height and overall shape, a tiny curb can become a formidable wall. There's one such curb at the intersection with Moraine Street.
I'm going to show you what happens. So if I try to go up here, it's not going to let me go forward either because it's just too steep, and that 2-inch curb is enough to stop me from going forward.
When Muey can't get his wheelchair up on the sidewalk, he has to stay on the road.
When I'm going up the street, you know, people have to slow down and pull a little bit closer to the opposite curb. I mean, it's Boston drivers, too, so people honk and people, you know, look angry and what are you doing holding up traffic and stuff.
And Muey's wheelchair is motorized. Fellow JP resident Colleen Flanagan uses a manual wheelchair. She can start up this ramp, but she doesn't get far.
The slope on this, that's why I'm holding my wheels like I'm about to fall, because the slope is not even. So if you're in a manual wheelchair, you can slide down and fall.
Years ago, Flanagan tipped over at a curb and broke her arm. It happened again earlier this month. Luckily, she wasn't hurt.
You somehow get a stranger to help you get your butt back in the wheelchair and you keep on going, but the fear of what could have happened and then the anger of, like, it's 31 years after the Americans with Disabilities Act and the public sidewalk really almost just ruined my life. It makes it seem like you're not wanted in that neighborhood.
The Americans with Disabilities Act lays out how curb ramps should be built. Yet a 2018 survey by the Northampton-based Disability Law Center showed that less than half of the city's 23,000 curb ramps met ADA specifications.
There's no ADA police.
Tom Murphy is a supervising attorney at the Law Center, an independent nonprofit. He says the Justice Department has the authority to enforce the ADA, but for the most part, improvements have been driven by residents. In recent years, many across the country have successfully won suits over curb ramps. Murphy represented a group including Flanagan and Muey when they approached the city of Boston in 2018.
We give the other side an opportunity to really work with us in a collaborative way. And to Boston's credit, they agreed to do that.
Murphy's clients and the city worked out a settlement, and a federal judge approved it last month. The consent decree requires Boston to install or upgrade about 1,600 curb ramps per year until all of them meet ADA standards. The city allocated an extra $25 million to do the work in fiscal 2022. Officials hope to complete the project by the end of 2030, when Boston celebrates its 400th birthday.
It will make the entire city fully accessible for the first time ever.
But of course, there will be challenges. Krista McCosh is Disability Commissioner and ADA Coordinator for the City of Boston.
I always say we're a very old city, we're a winter city, we're a vertical city, and we're a very densely packed city. So right off the bat, we have a lot of challenges.
McCosh knows the challenges firsthand. She uses a wheelchair. One is figuring out a way for snowplows to clear curb ramps rather than cover them. Another is the hodgepodge of state and private entities that own different curb ramps. The city can't do work on property it doesn't own. McCosh says figuring out who's responsible for a curb ramp is a process in and of itself.
And one example I like to give is if you're on City Hall Plaza, starting at Cambridge Street, and you try to cross the plaza to get to Haymarket Station, you have four different property owners. You have the BRA, which is now the BPDA. They own City Hall Plaza. Then the street's owned by the City of Boston, MassDOT, and the MBTA own some of the property too.
Boston is home to more than 22,000 adults with ambulatory disabilities. Back in Jamaica Plain, Colleen Flanagan says any improvements will make a big difference in their lives.
Disability itself isn't a problem. It's the systems like sidewalks and other things that are a problem when they're not accepting disability as a common natural life occurrence that it is.
But Flanagan and Michael Muey say this is just one step in a long fight. Up next, state legislation that would close a loophole allowing some housing and places of employment to not be accessible.